sort of U shape.
Bank slope in.
I see.
The canyon, so many of them are just straight up and down. It's a place where you don't want to shoot an elk in the bottom of.
Okay. What about, would they ever use the word arroyo? Arroyo?
I've never heard it used out here. I read it in Western books, but never heard it used out here.
Okay. What about a place where the water is going along and then all of a sudden goes off a cliff? What would that be? In a stream?
That's a drop off. Or usually washout.
Mm-hmm. Would they call that a waterfall too, maybe? Or
it
is
could
that
be
different?
A waterfall. If the water runs down there all the time, it could very easily be a waterfall.
Otherwise, it'd be a washout.
Mm-hmm.
And white water, does that mean anything to you?
Well, I've never seen any white water, but it's in the big rivers.
Uh-huh.
And pretty hard to take a boat to unless you want to get tipped over or something.
So maybe like rapids or something?
The rapids is probably about the same thing.
Okay. And you mentioned that you don't have any flowers in your yard, but can you think of any flowers, wildflowers?
Wildflowers? Well, there's the sunflower and the sweet pea and the lupine, and there's the two or three different kinds of sunflowers. And the blue lupine.
What's the state flower?
State flower? Mexican or Indian tape brush.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And what's the difference between a rock and a stone, to your understanding?
Well, I don't know. Rocks. To me, stones are a granite composition. Rocks can be sandstone or most anything.
So a stone would be harder? That would
mm-hmm.
be nice.
Stone is harder.
If you were to go outside and throw one or the other, which would you probably throw?
Well, if I could find a sandstone, I'd throw it because it's light. But
okay.
If I wanted to do some damage, I'd get a rock.
Okay. All right, let's go through a couple more of these. We're talking about society now. The name, what a woman is called who has lost her husband.
She's a widow.
Okay. And the child whose parents never got married.
Bastard.
Okay. Any other terms besides bastard?
Not right offhand, but there is other terms.
Okay, maybe.
Illegitimate.
Okay. All right. And a noisy. Now, after people get married, sometimes there's a noisy party that they throw for them. Are you acquainted with that?
Chivalry.
Uh-huh. Were you chivalried?
No.
Did people do that in Claremont here?
We have done it, yeah.
You've done it?
Mm-hmm. I've taken part in it.
Now, you take instruments, or?
Usually pans and something to beat on them with.
Uh-huh. What time of day do you do it?
After they've gone to bed.
Okay. And it's usually maybe a week after they've been married?
Yeah, if we can't catch them sooner.
Okay. I see. Now, is that a sign of approval or disapproval?
Approval.
Okay. I think in other places sometimes it's disapproval.
Well, yeah, it could be disapproval too. But.
Okay. And an instrument you would play... Hold it up.
Mouth harp.
Okay. Would you ever call that a harmonica or is it?
Harmonica. My brother played one of them all the time.
Mouth harp, probably.
Well, a mouth harp is different.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, a mouth harp is. I don't know how to explain it, but a harmonica is a harmonica.
Okay, a mouth harp may be smaller? Or is that
yeah, it's smaller, and you put one tongue in your mouth, and out here is a.